thinking the other day, I think it was 2 days ago, sober and vigilant, they're not the same word. And sometimes in the Bible, there'll be two words to get your attention, be like, oh, I got to be, oh, yeah. But no, sober's up here, and then vigilant's here. Like, we're sober of mind, we're willing to think, and then once we think, well, we're willing to act and to do something. It's not enough to see the fire. I said, you need to call, you need to go, you need to help, you need to get in the bucket brigade. It's not enough to see the flood. You need to, you know, see it and then help fill bags or whatever it is. That's the vigilant part. But the sober part is seeing it coming, listening to people talk, watching actions. And so we're starting there tonight and going backwards in the Bible, because in our study in Isaiah, we have the king of Assyria who is likened under Satan in the Bible. The Bible's full of types in the Old Testament. Joseph and Isaac and different ones, or David, different ones that were the type of Jesus in the Old Testament. You look at the exact same things that Christ went through, the exact same things that they went through. We'll use types a lot in life. We'll look at somebody, we'll kind of get an idea of their temperament, how they're like, what their personality's like. And then in our subconscious somewhere, we'll say, man, that's just like so-and-so. You have somebody like that in your life, maybe. Brother Caden, who's down at in Kenai, he is like unto a person in Pasco that I worked with that was my age to talk class. The personality's the same. Dude, the computer's the same. And somebody says, well, how would you describe him? I said, he's the John Pearl of Alaska. He just is. He's a type. He's a type. And so you have that. So, well, what do types help us to do? They help us to see and figure some things out before things are going off the tracks here. But verse 8 it says, be so. That's a verse you know. But being sober of mind is, so we're watching for something. And then we're vigilant. We're ready to act on something. The Bible says, and here the case is of somebody. It says, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour, but sober and vigilant. We'll have a word of prayer. And we're going to go back to Matthew real quick before we go to Isaiah. Father, we thank you for your grace to us, the opportunity to open your word tonight. Father, thank you for those that have been listening to the messages, Lord. And we're just so thankful for the opportunity. Lord, we pray that your word would go forth. We want to do damage to the enemy and good to the cause of Christ. We want to see the kingdom grow tonight. Father, I pray, even if it is just in the minds of those here, Lord, we pray that you would do that and you would build up that good work, Father. We pray that you would bind the strong man from the service tonight, Lord. I pray that we wouldn't be distracted. Help the teenagers, Father, as they prepare in song, as the young people listen, Father. I pray that you'd prick their hearts for missions. And I pray that you bless Miss Madison tonight as she departs, Father, to do a good work, Father. We pray that you would work there. Thank you for the answers to prayer this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to skip back to Matthew. Chapter number 16. Matthew chapter number 16. Be sober, be vigilant. Okay? Be sober and be vigilant. And we're watching out for types. To catch a type, you got to listen. You got to watch. People talk. What do they say? What are they saying? What's their attitude like? Verse 21 of Matthew chapter number 16. The Bible says, from that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests, the scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Verse 22. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. Anytime you're going to tell Jesus not to do what he wants to do, that's bad, right? This is bad, right? Bad, right? Now, the devil is about that. And even Peter, great, good Christian, right? He was a great Christian. He really is, right? Some of his lumps are more apparent in life. Great Christian. Was a type of Satan here in this very passage as a disciple of Jesus because of how he was thinking. Jesus says, this has to happen. How can we win by dying? Only Christians can. Only Christians can win by dying. Unless we deny ourselves and pick up our own cross and follow Christ, you'll never figure out what you're supposed to do in life chasing your own way. It'll never happen. And so Satan knows
want you to die. You don't want to die. Let's be reasonable here. And Jesus says, no, unless that corn of wheat dies, it's not going to bring forth anything. You're never going to figure out what you're supposed to do in life unless you die to yourself. If you fall, it's on the sign this week. Travis, I knew. It hit me early. I just didn't text it to you early, right? Loving self is the key to misery. Don't be miserable. Love yourself. Amen. Let yourself die. Hey, there's going to be a whole lot of strange happenings. But you'll have joy, right? Because you give it to Jesus and you say, man, it's like this trip. This is the craziest trip. Crazy stuff. Yeah, Chris got sick. The dogs. Sam locks the key in the car, right? Borrowed car. And I'm thinking, one key. I said, I guarantee by the time this trip's over, things get locked in the car. And it's like early in the morning, right? It's like, who goes out to the car? Did I leave the keys in the car? Country boy. We never locked the door growing up. Never. Guarantee I got to my mom's house. Got out, looked around, did not take the key. I guarantee it was my fault. All the way my fault. I did not yell at the kid. I did nothing. I told him, Sam, I said, that's Dad's fault. I said, but you're probably in the car by yourself. I said, we don't want to do that. But, one thing after another. Just, you know, it's like, Who knows? All right, who knows? Bible says, verse 23, turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Get behind me. Why? Because the things that Peter was seeking weren't the things that Christ was seeking. No, it was a type. The Bible says he took Jesus. I imagine he laid hands on him. I don't know, but I could just see Peter saying, you know what I'm saying? He's not gentle John, right? It's Peter, yeah. And I can't imagine handling the Lord and telling him, you just put those thoughts out of your mind now. You know? You're not. I mean, think about it. What if Peter... You know, the Lord's 33. What if Peter's 43 or 53, right? You listen to me here. You know, this isn't going to work, right? And he says, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Verse 24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Follow me. That's the type. If you want to follow Christ, you'll be a Christian, right? The type, have to die to self, have to eliminate all your own, what your own thoughts and dreams are. Now, just because you like something doesn't mean God's going to take that and strip it from your life. If it's one of those things that has no good or bad, it's just a thing. One of the examples in Brother Keith's life is football. It's just a thing. I told the Lord I'd give a rip. When I got done lifting and I got done and I tried out for the Hawks the last time, I said, I'm done. I am done. I said, I've been strapped to that squat rack long enough. I've been strapped at 5 o'clock in the morning in the weight room long enough. I don't want it anymore. I told Christy, I said, look, I said, I don't care if we have television. I said, I don't need to watch college. She's like, I love college football. We got to have it. I said, whatever. I could have been done. I don't care. But then there's the opportunities to work with kids. I said, okay, I can do that. I helped the kid this weekend when I was down in Pasco. One of the kids I used to be in the youth group. He's a kid taller than me now. He just came from camp. I said, how did it go? How did it? And he's a junior, and college is starting to look at him already. I said, let's practice this real quick and see how you're doing. But it's just one of those things. If you say, you know what, God, here you go. You do with it what you will. You sprout whatever you want with it. You do whatever you want with it. I don't care. But it's going to be yours, and I'm not going to tell you what I want to do with my life. So we have a picture there. We have to be sober and vigilant. We've got to listen to Satan's type of talk. Isaiah chapter number 14 is where we're going to finish tonight. Isaiah chapter number 14. We're going to back up just a couple of chapters to chapter number 10, just because there's some real blatant statements made by the king of Assyria that will help us in illustration tonight, because we're listening for words. We're trying to catch our own speech. We're trying to catch our thoughts in our own heart. We're trying to catch the speech of our children, maybe. Attitudes, just a face. You're like, oh, man, that's a face right there. How many of y'all like reading faces? How many of y'all think of reading a face, you can read a heart pretty quick? You know, it's like, yeah. You're like, oh, man, that's not good. Or, hey, that's really good. The Bible says in verse number, this is Isaiah chapter 10, and verse number 12, the second half of the verse, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks. His high looks, right? The type of Satan, right? One of the characteristics of a Satan type is pride. That's one of his types. So when I have enough time tonight, one of the earliest types of Satan in the Bible is who, do you think? Is Exodus. In Exodus. Miss Fitch? Pharaoh. Moses saying, God wants us to do this. He said, well, how about this? How about this? Compromise, 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 compromise. And Satan wants you to compromise, right? Peter was trying to get Christ to compromise. Saying, hey, look, be it far from thee. Don't do this. Compromise sometimes is that Baptists are against everything. So it's just like, you compromise that. You're a loser and you're no good and you don't love Jesus. That's all the time. You kind of compromise on certain things in life. You just have to. It's not wrong in of itself, but it's the things that you compromise to, the people you compromise to, the ideas, the ideology, those type of things, right? If I make little of Christ, if I compromise and the end result is little is made of Jesus, that's a compromise against the Lord, and that's bad. If I decide that we're going to have chocolate vanilla swirl because we can't decide on chocolate or vanilla, that's an okay compromise. That's okay, right? We got to go with medium-sized sprinkles because we can't decide whether to have big ones or little tiny ones. We decide medium. That's okay. That's all right. Does it make sense, right? So the example is ice cream season, people. I told the Owens boys probably popsicles next Wednesday night to help us, but praise the Lord. I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria. Verse 13, for he saith, by the strength of my hand I have done it. And by my wisdom, for I am prudent. Right? He's walking over God's people saying, look at me. I got it made. I can do this. Right? And I'm doing it. And I have done it. And I'm it. And it doesn't matter who they throw up against me. I'm going to win. And God's saying, don't you understand I'm using you? Don't you understand just like I give God's enemies into the people of Israel's hands. I'm giving the Israelites into your hand because I need you to teach them a lesson. I'm using you. You're being used. You got to know that. You're being used by me, right? Whether you're serving God or not. He said, you're being used by me. He didn't get that. Verse 15, who had the illustration, shall the axe boast itself against him that heweth therewith? Let's go to Isaiah chapter number 14 where we're currently at in our Isaiah study on Wednesday nights. We are in verse number 9. Okay, another little wrench or twist that's thrown into the prophecy. Assyria, this is a picture of Assyria going to be destroyed and also a picture of Babylon, but they call it Babylon, nation of Assyria, right? But when you're talking about types, it really doesn't matter what the name is if all the actions, words, and thoughts and characteristics are consistent. Does that make sense? It doesn't really matter what you call it. You can call it this, you can call it that, you can call it... When people act the same, look the same, does it really matter if their names are different? It really doesn't, right? So here in 14, they're talking, it says Babylon. It's really talking about Assyria, and the reason why, you can look at verse 25, he says, I will break the Assyrian in my land. That's who he's talking about. That's who he's after. Okay, so we have the king of Assyria, and he's high and lifted up in his own mind, and he thinks he's the greatest in his own mind, and he thinks he can do anything by his own might. And he said, "Man, I'm prudent, man. I'm smart. I'm real smart." And he was. But he's not smart like he thinks he is. He's not like God smart. And that's what he was thinking. That's what he was thinking. The Bible says in verse number 9, "Hell from beneath is moved for thee. To meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us?" The inhabitants of hell, because that's where his place is. That's where Satan's place is. All those types of Satan. Now say, well, what about Peter? Now Peter trusted Christ. He just got sideways in his thinking. He'd gotten sideways in his thinking. When the Bible says that Peter was converted after he had denied the Lord, said he had changed his direction. I believe Peter was saved early on. I don't think like that. But we can get those satanic thoughts in our mind. That's where Christ or the devil will put those thoughts in and they'll try to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Always trying to put them higher. Remember where the groves were at, where they worshipped in the groves. The Bible says they're always in the high places. Always up. Always trying to get an advantage. Always trying to get above God. And we'll see it here in Isaiah 14. If we raise ourselves up, God will make us low every time. Every time. Pride goeth before destruction, Proverbs says, and a haughty spirit before a fall. The Bible says that God will destroy the house of the proud. And here it says, hell is from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. And verse number 10, they start asking these questions. Is it really you? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. My dog, man, we were going through this North 40 store, and it's like, man, Reed's been so good. Let's get him this crazy pig ear. Like Rawhide. Like, I didn't eat raw Harvey. I didn't think anything of it. Don't mess with your dog. Don't do it. I wish I had some. I'm not a smart animal person. Like, praise God, I get to my mom's house, and my sister-in-law's like, you know what he needs, Keith? He needs rice and chicken. Like, he does. And then she goes in this long explanation. I was like, Holly, let's do it. Like, I have no idea. Her dog had a corn allergy. For a year, the vet told her to feed it this thing. It had corn in it. It was giving it all sorts of issues. Once they figured that out, changed everything. Poor Reed, man. Poor guy. Anyways, he's finally eating grass again. You know, my wife's like, he's eating grass. Is that good? Nebuchadnezzar ate grass, right? I mean, we think, here's this king, superpower king. Where is he, right? People come from afar to see him. Oh, man. God embarrassed that man. Embarrassed him. The Bible says he gave him an animal's heart. He let the evolutionists figure this one out. He let him grow wings and hairs. I mean, that was nasty. Nasty. Embarrassed him. Why? Because of his pride. Because of his pride. The Bible says in verse 11, thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy veils, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. Okay? Type of the devil here. Now it's going to give the picture of Lucifer falling here. It's the same picture that the king of Assyria is going to experience. It's the same picture that anybody that follows this teaching that doesn't repent, turn to Christ, it's the same thing. But listen to him talk. You have people like this at work. You have unsaved people in your family. People like this, they talk just like this. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Right? He's a type. You're fallen. He's the king of Assyria. He is the superpower. Everybody's looked at him. Everybody know. I mean, they know when his armies are on the hill, what's going to happen? He's going to destroy, and he's just going to gain more property and more slaves, and it's going to be a mess. But now God's taken and changed everything. Now it's his turn to experience what he's done to others. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? You weakened those nations around you. Now I'm going to weaken you. I'm going to weaken you. The Bible says, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Wrong, wrong place. Mount Zion in the sides of the north belongs to God. Psalm chapter 48. It's the wrong place. It's the wrong way to think. It's a bad way to think. The way Peter thought was a bad way to think. He should have just been saying, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't understand a thing you're saying. I'm an ignorant fisherman. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Instead of trying to add it all up in his mind and having all these conspiracy theories and thoughts running through his brain, how this thing was going to... No, you just let God figure all those things out. And you just say, yes, sir, and get in line. Verse 14, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Not good thinking. That's not good thinking. Those are Satan's types. Those are Satan's thoughts. Those are Satan's words. Straight from his heart. Straight from his heart. You can see it on people. It's one of the irritating things about sports and competition athletics is haughty people. And I hate it when they win. It drives me crazy, right? How many of us all root for the underdog, right?
Oh, my soul.
Why? We just hate pride. We do. And it's so strange. We'll hate it, we'll do it, and then we get caught up in it at times. The very thing that we disdain, we will personify that a little bit. We just want to hate that stuff. I threw away a flyer today that I'd gotten in the mail. Show pride in your church. No, it was just a flyer to buy t-shirts for you. I love my church or whatever. I said, I should use that for the illustration. Right? You don't want to show pride, people. You just don't. I try to avoid even saying it just for the mindset. I'll tell somebody, man, you bring me joy. You make me happy. Man, you really please me. You're doing a great job. I'm really proud of you. The word pride, I don't know what it is. It just makes the old chest puff up. You know, you're like, you know, make me a little taller. It's like, oh, I'm really proud of you, son. You really did a great job. You know, it's just a word. I try to avoid it if I can. I'm not on you if you use it, but it's the thought. It's the thought. Oh, I'm pretty good. Well, praise the Lord. He allows us the ability, the health. I can't even pack a dog through the airport, people. I learned that today. People staring at me. I'm dragging him through his cage. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. I'll tell another time. It was bad. It was really bad. I praise God for understanding friends and family. I'm on my own turf. I'm at my sister-in-law's house, and I'm at my, you know, my good friend in Pasco's house, and my poor dog's defiling his sidewalk in his concrete in his garage. Every morning it's a mess, and I'm just like, oh, my soul. If this is a vacation, we're having it. Praise the Lord. But amen. The Bible says, verse number 15, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? Is that really him? Is that really him? You look at Muhammad Ali, you look at some of these guys, you push them over with a feather today. Out of my way, old man. I mean, now in their heyday, though, I mean, it'd knock you flat, but it, right? All those things go. Life is like this. We are described as a flower. Flowers don't boast of their, they just show it, and then they're gone. They're gone. They're there, and they're gone. The Bible says we're like the grass that withereth. We're there, and then we're cut down and cast into the other. We're just the process of the grass over and over in the books. And Isaiah, I cannot wait. Probably in 20 years we'll get to chapter 40. But I can't wait. Great pictures. That's what we are. They're not the boast of. My soul. My soul. The Bible says in verse number, let me see here. Verse number 17, we'll be done. That made the world as a wilderness, destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. He wasn't kind. And Satan's not kind. And types of Satan aren't kind. Pharaoh wasn't kind to Israel. He used Israel. It still blows my mind they wanted to go back to Egypt because they thought if they knew what they, knowing what they had was better than waiting on God. Blows my mind. I was like, why would you die a prisoner just because you knew what you had and you were content? And it helped your mind somehow when you could have faith. And Boaz said to Ruth, this morning I was reading it, and as a verse I'd forgotten about, and just commending her, he says, for putting faith in the one who's taken you under his wing. I said, man, that's awesome. It's so great. Over and over again, kindness shown to somebody that was without. Not God's people. She was a Moabitess woman. There's no way she should have been. There's no way she should have gotten with. There's no way she should have been in Christ's line like Rahab was. But somebody that was kind, just kind. Didn't look down on her just because she was a woman. Didn't look down on her just because she was a gleaner. He looked at her and said, you know what? I'm going to stick you with the young men. They're actually doing they're picking corn. They're not gleaning. They're picking corn. You stay close to them. And she'd go back and report to him just kindness. Satan's not kind. Boaz was the man. He is. He's one of the men in the Bible. He just is. And she's one of the virtuous women in the Bible. She had a lot of character, even though she was without. And it reminds me of the passage in the New Testament talking about our conversation being good with those that are without. People could look at us and say, you're a kind person. Who cares if you're a Christian if you're not kind? Paul said, who cares if you don't love? Who cares? Nobody's going to care. You know, I'm reading these missionary letters, and I'm like, man, that's great, that's great, that's great. Get down in the mud with them, man. Build their crummy brick houses with them. Then they'll understand. Then they'll see it. I can't show them somehow. Show them. Get down in there. I remember Dennis Coral jumping in the guy on his bus route. Basement flooded. Couldn't get this guy to come to church. Couldn't get his kids to come to church. Basement flooded. He's in his preaching suit. He goes down the basement, grabs a shovel. And the guy says, what are you doing? He says, what are you doing? Digging my way out, just like you. Ruined his suit, ruined his shoes. Got him to church, got him the gospel, got him saved. You got to show him. The Satan won't. He just wants to use you. Spit you out. Those are the types. Slow down and look at it. Listen to people when they talk. That's not kindness. You got an angle. You're trying to get in to use this person, or, you know, what is that all about? And Lord, I turn around and look at Peter, one of his own guys, saying, no, 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 wrong thinking there. Get behind and get in the way. Father, we thank you for your grace tonight. We pray that you'd help us, Lord, as we go into the week. We pray that you bless our prayer time. We love you. We thank you for your grace to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're at 18.